Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. And by request, talking about what's happening in Singapore. Well, the Singaporean situation is unusual for not being good. Normally, everything goes swimmingly there. I call it the five-star nation, and not just because they've got five stars on their flag. I wrote to the Singaporean government about over 20 years ago suggesting they take that one up. I got a reply, but they haven't actually taken me up my suggestion. Singapore used to be known for things being rock solid. There was continuity. There were really no problems. The economy was growing steadily, very low unemployment, very low inflation. And there was virtually no crime. It all worked like clockwork. But this dreamlike situation seems to be somewhat imperiled. Mustn't overstate the gravity of the situation. The People's Action Party, PAP, has ruled the country since its independence almost 60 years ago. And it's unprecedented for some cabinet ministers to have been arrested as suspects in relation to a corruption investigation. And it's almost unprecedented. I think in the very early 80s, something similar happened. So two legislators resigned as well when they're found to be engaged in an extramarital affair. And one of them, he was thought to be groomed to be the next prime minister. The prime minister currently is Lee Hsien Loong. And Mr. Lee, he's the son of the late founder of the Republic of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew. Lee Kuan Yew, who died in about 2015. So, yeah, that's it. Since 1959, when it was founded, the People's Action Party has won virtually everything. And not just won, but won by an enormous majority. So the Speaker of the House of Parliament, Tan Chuan Jin, at age 54, he tendered his resignation when it came to light that he was carrying on with another PAP legislator, Cheng Li Hui. He was married, she was not. And so this is sort of thought to be inapposite. So they're rather moralistic, a bit on the Victorian side. I remember when I was passing through Singapore Airport, my God, this is 20 years ago, there's a hilarious item in the newspaper said, oral sex to be made legal, and that the adults couldn't freely consent to oral. But anyway, thank goodness that's been allowed. The Transport Minister, S. Iswaran, he has had his collar felt, and there's this very successful hotel owner, Ong Bang Seng. Now, don't want to jump the gun and assume that they're all guilty. These two men, they were the instigators of the Grand Prix, which came to Singapore in 2008. So have they been accepting or giving douceur? I don't know. So the Deputy Prime Minister, Lawrence Wong, he's been thrust into the spotlight, and he's been often the government's point man on this one, and saying that there'll be a proper investigation that will get to the bottom of this, and this will be done without fear or favour, because there might be a temptation to sweep it under the carpet or to let people off, not to have the PAP left with egg on its face, but they realise that they need to root it out. So although Singapore is very wealthy, there's a growing wealth gap. Even the poorest Singaporeans are quite well off, to the extent that they usually won't do menial jobs. And people from nearby countries like Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines are coming there, and they're doing these jobs as cleaners, as nannies, as whatever, as drivers, as gardeners, farm labourers, construction workers from India and Bangladesh and so on. And also recently, the construction workers had to work, and that was it. They weren't allowed out. They weren't allowed to wander around the city. And they've actually allowed them on their day off to wander around the city. There was one place where all the Filipinos used to hang out, Pinoy Plaza, I used to call it. I've been to Singapore twice for two extended visits, but the last one was, almost 10 years ago. So there's this anti-graft corruption which is going on. People used to say it was Disneyland with the death penalty. And the reason that why it's got very low crime is partly there are severe punishments. Importing even cannabis above a certain amount is punishable by death. When they say that, they're not joking. They mean what they say. They really will stretch your neck, even if it's cannabis above a certain amount. And there have been some very contentious cases where people have been executed who I just think or faintly dim, people who are hoodwinked into it, people who are like mentally subnormal, persuaded to carry drugs into Singapore. Anything else about it? So the police is very inefficient. The incorruptibility of the police was notable, almost unique in Southeast Asia. So people used to joke that the People's Action Party was pay and pay, that people having to came to paying to the government. But the PAP delivered results. There was steady economic growth. There were no significant problems. And that was it. The country was safe. Loads of Western, you know, corporations, they put their regional headquarters for Southeast Asia in Singapore.
because it was clean, because it was very secure, because it had superb transport links, because like the phones would work and there were no power cuts, which couldn't always be said about other countries in Southeast Asia, because everybody spoke superb English, because there was an excellent transport network. I mean, within Singapore, the mass rapid transit system, or indeed flying in and out of Singapore, because all that was so good, people wanted to stay. So it was rather moralistic, the PAP, but now we see that when it came to money, some of them were less than moral. But I don't think the PAP is seriously challenged. There are some opposition left-wing parties. They're often fragmented. They sometimes formed alliances. They've really got nowhere. The libel laws are very stringent. The definition of libel is too broad. The bar is set very low. If you can't prove almost to a criminal standard what you're saying is factually correct, you can be hit with a massive damages claim. So you mustn't do anything which would bring the government's reputation into disrepute. So it was very, very low on the corruption stakes. Transparency International rated it the fifth lowest, but it's going to have to go up a few levels. But the situation shouldn't be exaggerated. It's not that bad. But the Prime Minister Lee, he's said they want to step down from the prime ministership. He served for 19 years already, 71. And that's it. He's on his second wife. His first wife died quite a few years ago. Would like to spend more time with his grandchildren. But he ought to be able to add up. You know, he was a wrangler at Cambridge University, which is to say he came first in mathematics in his year way back in the 70s before being an officer in the Singaporean Armed Forces, rising to the rank of brigadier before he entered the political forum. And he's been in public life ever since. So the next general elections are due by November 2025. I suspect the PAP will try and leave it, so time for their reputation to recover. Also, Mr. Lee to find a new hand-picked successor and pass on the baton, and things could go better. So Mr. Wong suggests that the suggestion that Mr. Wong is not the one who's going to take over the prime ministership after that. But Singapore's reputation is not as squeaky clean as it used to be, but I'd still recommend it in many ways. It's a very small island with virtually no natural resources. As Lee Kuan Yew wrote in his book about it, From Third World to First, that the situation seemed grim when they split from Malaysia in 1965. They had no oil, no gas, no coal, no metals, hardly any farmland. Why would anybody invest there? And they've become rich just through the dint of hard work, of sound governance, of excellent education, and they spent on mundane things like roads, like railways, like plumbing, like electricity. And that's why life goes swimmingly, and they discourage cars. A massive amount has to be paid to buy a certificate of entitlement. Only then can you purchase the car, because everybody had a car, it'd be in gridlock. So they've really downgraded individual liberty for the sake of making the place livable for the majority of people, and have superb public transport. There's no need to have a car. You can get everyone by train and bus very cheaply. Thank you so much for watching my video. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodle pip.